Each comes to the front of the stage, plays out his allotted role, and moves away. All mankind become a company of actors, appearing in play after play. Each story different, each part acted in a new body.
Every man is offered a chance to live again, not once, but as many times as will bring him to his diviner being and establish him in that.
We ought to be glad that we do not live forever. It is a frightening thought. If there were no death, we would go on and on and on, captives in the body, having tried all experiences which promised much, but in the end yielded nothing. No, it is good that in the end we are released from the physical tomb, as Plato called it, and will be able to enjoy a period of dignified rest until we plunge back again into the next re-embodiment. Since it is not from the animal but from the human state that the essence of being can be realized, because the animal does not possess the necessary faculties, the processes of rebirth must fill the gap between lowest animal to highest human. All animals must reincarnate, but men may take to the quest and with time stop the process. It is easy to despise as stupid those of obvious inferior intelligence, but it would be well to remember that we were once at the same level. The notion of rebirth teaches tolerance.
This dreamlike progress after death is not valueless. It acts as a reminder during each pre-birth of the true purpose of life. Is all the vast intelligence of this universe which gave birth to our minute fragment to be forever separated from us? No, we shall live again, die again, and return again, unless and until we have fulfilled the divine purpose which brought us here.